Good morning and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and you know, we can really have our eyes upon God and really thank Him for, you know, our lives and the path that He takes us. Because God gives us direction, He gives us peace within our hearts. And you know, when you may go to the left or to the right, you know, you can really feel it. You can really feel when you feel disconnected from God. But you know, you are always connected. It is a lie. It's really about living by faith. It's really about having that connection first with God, really going to Him, really asking Him, really with your desires. Whatever you need, when you ask in prayer, you shall have. So are you asking, are you knocking, and are you seeking? You may be having work to do or things to do that may seem a little bit out of your reach, but nothing is impossible with God. So it's all about having your mind set. It's all about having your heart set, that you are really going to live by faith and you are not going to live by sight. You know, that there is no substance. There's no substance to the faith that there's no real reality substance to your faith that you may think. But as you think and as you really see in your mind, you know, and you hope with your heart. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Where are you seeing this? You're seeing it within your mind. So when you decide with your mind that you are really going to bring, you know, bring your heart's desires into action, and you start speaking and declaring like your desires and the things that you were doing are already manifest. You need to see this. You need to really have faith. You know, really trust God. Because God really wants our eyes upon Him. He wants to be first. So if you are, you know, if you're going about your day, doing the things of within your day, and then you are but God is, you know, He's not first, that you're putting things before Him, then you can really struggle, you know, and you can really feel it, especially if you've done this for like maybe a fair few days. I know certainly within my soul, I'm very sensitive, so I very much feel a lot. You know, I really do feel a lot. I feel emotion, you know, I feel energy, and I feel other people's emotion. I feel other people's energy. So I'm very sensitive to the Spirit of God within me. And I'm very sensitive to the things that actually I should be doing, but maybe I am doing, but I'm not, if I'm not fully doing with heart, or I'm not doing it first, then I can really feel this. That's just something that God has really put within me that might not be with you. You might be able to brush things off. But when God has given me direction, and He really wants me to grow in the area, that could be sharing, that could be, you know, speaking in tongues, that be everywhere, honoring God. We want to have 100% on all these things that we're doing, and have faith, you know, have faith that the things are really going to come to pass, that God really wants us to move in faith, and He wants us to really trust Him, to really see the things and see that, you know, that nothing is, as I said, nothing is impossible with God. With you, it could be impossible. But God is the one. God is the one that could give you the answers. He is the one who can really show you things and give you things that no other man can. He is the creator in the heaven and the earth. But what are you creating within your mind? Are you creating fear, doubt, worry that then brings your faith down? Or are you really having faith, confidence and trust every day? This is going to be a great day. I'm going to put God first within my mind. I'm going to put God first within my speech. If your speech has become carnal, or you see yourself, or you see yourself right now in the reality, because you know that what you've been speaking is the world's reality, but not God's reality. All you need to do is switch. Okay, God, I may have got myself in a little bit of a pickle here, but I know that I can really get back on track. I can really start declaring those great, wonderful words that you've given me, the I can do attitude, you know, because we can all do hard things. And as most of you know, within my running, God has truly taught me my capability of, you know, what. And I'm very much learning right now about the body, about many different things within the body. And, you know, God really, I find it really amazing how God really formed and created us. It is a miracle. The human body is a real miracle. The things, the detail, and God is detailed, is really incredible. And we want God in every detail of our life, you know. He really wants to be involved. He's like, you know, that when you have a child, and a child is always wanting to be involved in what you're doing, that just reminds me of God and how, you know, he really wants to truly be involved. He is spirit, and he really wants you to live by his spirit and not by live by the world's reality. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't matter what, you know, the way that the world thinks. If God has your heart and you have a true heart with God, for God, then really move in it. Really dedicate your life into the things and the practices of God. Because God really wants to be, as I said, in every detail. He wants really for you to really be thinking faith-filled thoughts. And it's just one step back to God. One step. Okay, God. You know, I really am going to really be declaring, thinking, you know, really honoring, speaking in tongues, and I'm doing everything that I know to do with you. And now you do the work, because it's God that does the work for you, but you need to let him in. You need to say, okay, God, I need your help. Be humble, be meek, you know, be humble unto the voice of God. What is the voice of God that what is the voice that God is speaking to you that you may not be fully on guard with? It could be, you know, your connection. It could be the honouring God. It could be speaking in tongues. It could be the practice. Because everyone finds something difficult, because we're human, but we have the spirit of God. But God is requested for us to do the five fundamentals. So it's really about having faith that we can do. Faith that, you know, that we are going to match up to how Christ lived this earth. We are really going to live in a miracle. We're not going to live below par. You know, I was really thinking yesterday about paradigms. And I actually recognised I said something. You know, I had a passing thought. And then I was thinking, just thinking about it, I actually seen someone, and it really gave, I used to sing a song to a lot of my old friends. And the song was Jessie J, Price Tag, because a lot of the people I used to be friends with were very much stuck with a price tag, you know, designer this, designer that. And I used to sing this to them. And but if I look at where they are now, they're in their financially, not mentally, but financially, they are all very good. So their focus was money. And actually, if I actually looked, because I've never very much been very materialistic. That was just never really been me. Yes, I love clothes. I love certain things. But it just really put me in a position yesterday to recognise, actually, that paradigm may still live within me. That we all deserve the best. The best of the best. You know, if you want to go and get something, you know, you should freely be able to go and get it. Not that that's the focus, but it just really, how God brings out the things that we need at that certain point is, and I thought, yeah, do you know what? We deserve it. We're children of God. We can build and we can have faith that we can do and we can have, you know, that is not out of our reach. As much as the world and the circumstance and the things that may, the reality may not see it, but that's not faith. Where is your faith? Where is your mindset? And just think about that. Just think, where is my mind today? Anyway, that's what I wanted to share. And God bless you.